Wild Bunch Podcast.
What? If there's anything that you want to talk about, any kind of secrets or stories or fibs, now's the time to put it on the table, okay?
On B1039.
Welcome to the confession session, and this is where you can anonymously confess something by sending it into the Absolute Law text line at 239-765-1039, and we'll read them live on the show. We kick it off with my favorite Twitter account in the world called Fesshole. Today is a special edition, though, because I also grabbed the Twitter reply to each confession from Fesshole.
Oh, nice.
So you'll be able to enjoy this one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. The person said, I seriously regret even having children. I would be a lot happier if it was just me and my husband, but here we are 3 kids later.
Damn.
Wow.
A lot of moms said that?
Yeah. Oh. Me too, darling. Shall we put them up for adoption? Somebody replied.
Wow.
I'm a 47-year-old man with no kids and tell my colleagues I'm off to Vietnam or somewhere similar, worthy, but actually I fly to Florida for the theme parks and I have a fantastic time.
That's fine.
My favorite is Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Wow.
Wow. The reply was, my colleagues think I'm Gary Glitter, but I'm actually more like Michael Jackson. My parents used to rent the guest house out during the weekends. As I got to my mid-teens, me and my friends decided to spy on some renters at night. It was at that point I found out that they weren't renters, but rather my parents were swingers.
Oh.
Horrified.
Ooh, that sucks.
Reply? I think I saw your parents in guest house orgies for.
Oh.
I have never sat in a client meeting without thinking, what would happen if I stood up now and punched the customer in the face as hard as I can?
Jeez.
I have this, but instead of punch it, it's kiss, and I'm a straight guy, by the way. What about you got to kiss this person right now? Gross.
Yeah.
I can't drive, so my girlfriend drives me most places. I started playing soccer with a few coworkers, and I leaned in for a kiss with one of we've had this one before. So if you have one for us, hit us up right now. 239-765-1039. We will read yours live on there. So you got to think about this. Do you have something that you need to confess? Something that you just need to get off your chest? I mean, just think about it. Sometimes when I'm bored, I like to go to busy car parks and leave notes on jumbled cars that read sorry for the damage. And watch as they start inspecting their car. Even better, I put the name and number of someone I don't like on the note.
How do you have that much time to do something like that?
Oh, people do weird stuff, man.
Jeez.
I just ordered a whole bunch of sticky notes with your phone number on it, Brownie.
Thanks.
I'm just going to walk around and put it on people's car.
Whatever.
Well, when me and my wife are having whoopee, we try to spice things up and challenge ourselves by playing the least erotic accompanied music we can think of. Last night was the theme from Looney Tunes.
That's weird.
And they were getting the freak on today?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't like it.
Oh, hold on.
What's up, Doc? Me.
Oh, what a great way. Hold on.
Let's... No, that's creepy.
Oh, this is great. Hey, lady. Hey, honey. Come on in. I got it ready. Here it is.
Ta-da.
Wow.
You don't like it?
You sir are despicable.
Come on, baby. I got it. I got the candles lit.
Ain't I, stinker?
Hey. Oh, guess what? That's all, folks.
Big Mama and the Wild Bunch present.
Time for your confessions. If there's anything that you want to talk about, any kind of secrets or stories or fibs, now's the time to put it on the table, okay?
On B1039.
All right, before the break, I said send them in on the Absolute Law text line. I'll read them anonymously here on the air. You still got time because I got enough. So 239-765-1039 if you want to send one in. Good morning, Big Mom and the Wild Bunch. Before I moved to Florida, I was married for 25 years to my ex. And I always had an affair with someone for 15 years.
Oh, my God.
And another person was also married. My husband then never found out.
Wow.
That's horrible.
Wow. Hey, that's the confession session. It's not horrible. You got it off your chest.
I'm judging.
You're forgiven.
I'm judging.
You're forgiven. Thanks for being a participant this morning. I keyed my dad's girlfriend's new Jag because she's a hoe.
Wow, that's pretty hardcore.
Thundercats, ho!
Confessions. My boyfriend is so annoying. If it wasn't for our son, I would leave him.
That sucks.
Wow. I mean, they're serious. As kids, we collected a load of dog crap and filled all 18 holes of a local golf course with it one night. I regret nothing!
That's pretty funny.
I was having a dispute with my neighbor. In our last exchange of words, I told him to F off and die. Three days later, he died. And now I'm worried I have a deadly superpower.
Oh, my gosh.
I have the same type of moment.
Shut up.
I have the same type of
moment. You did the same thing?
Well, I feel like I had a superpower. This same thing happened. I was like, man, have I got some kind of superpower? I have a story that is just... So, my friend and I, we went to go shop for a boat for him.
Uh-huh.
We were living in Tampa. And his parents were very wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Very wealthy. And he always bought pretty much whatever he wanted. His name was DJ Trauma. May he rest in peace. He said he had talked his mom into allowing him to go buy a boat. Now, he was in his mid-20s. He was going to buy a fast boat.
Yeah.
So he went and go looking for boats that were $100,000 or better. Right? So he goes looking at these boats, and he liked to wear, like, these really raggedy, like, shorts and white T-shirts that were kind of hanging off because he was from New York, and that's what he wore.
Yeah.
And some tennis shoes. And I just wore whatever. I didn't care. And I just rolled with it, right? I don't know what I was wearing. We walked into this place, and the one guy was like, please, boys, don't get on this boat. Don't step onto any of these boats, matter of fact. Because we were stepping on, you had to step up onto the boats to look at them.
Uh-huh.
Oh, in other words, you don't look like you can buy a boat.
We don't look like we can buy a boat.
You're that pretty woman.
Yeah.
Julia Roberts.
So he goes, you guys, please don't step on the boats. We were like, is he talking to us? We were like, I don't think so. So we went to another boat because we were looking at it. He was looking to buy a boat.
Yeah.
So we went to another boat and he goes, boys, please don't step on the boats. I said, that's what the ladders are for. I mean, like, that guy over there is on a boat. He's buying it.
Oh.
Man, you should never pre-qualify people like that, man. I hope this place burns to the ground one day. Kiss off, dude. And I rolled out. The next day, it burned to the ground.
But how did it happen?
I don't know the rest of the story because I was all like...
I don't know.
I didn't speak about this story until like 10 years later. Him and I both, I mean, may he rest in peace. He may have never spoke of this story because we were so spooked out from it. We were like, oh my God, how did this happen?
Karma.
Is it? Did karma get them?
Yeah.
Did someone hear us? Did I sleepwalk? I don't know. I just don't know. There you go.
That's a crazy story.
It is. It truly happened, too, man.
Check out more of Big Mama and the Wild Bunch podcasts at B1039.com.